Blog Talk Radio.
Of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. And welcome to Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday. We are a Protestant Christian church, non-denominational, believing that Jesus Christ came to earth for the saving of our souls. We want to thank the Lord for that. We want to thank him for his sacrifice. We want to thank him for all that he endured that our souls might be saved. We want to ask you to join us in thanking him. Join us in celebrating his love for us and the Father's expression of his love for us. As some of you know, at the beginning of our broadcast, we celebrate Holy Communion. Holy Communion is not a ritual. It's a blessing. It's an honor. It's a celebration with the Lord Jesus Christ. He humbled himself to the greatest extent, and he was honored by his Father. And we celebrate his overcoming victory. We also at that time come before the throne of God and ask for mercy and grace to help us in our time of need. We come before him repenting of our sins and our iniquities and our faults and our weaknesses and our shortcomings. We come clean with God, in other words. So if you're willing to do this, we invite you to join us. We invite you to take this time now to gather your elements, if you don't already have them, and prepare your heart to come before the Lord, that he might receive your words of prayer, that he might listen and attune his ears to your word. You see, none of us are perfect. There are no perfect people on this planet. The perfect one came and stayed for 33 years, and he left at the end of his journey here. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. And we who are remaining here in the earth, because many have gone on before us into the great cloud of witnesses, we are living our lives not to please ourselves, but to please our Heavenly Father. We are doing as what Jesus Christ did. He said in the Word that he always did those things which please his Father. Remind that person. And so, remind that person. And so, that's what we do. That's what we aim to do. Amen? So, that's what we want to do. That's what we want to do. And that's where we lay our lives down. You see, we come to the conclusion that we don't own ourselves. We didn't create ourselves. We didn't breathe the breath of life into ourselves. We belong to God. We are his. All things come of thee, O Lord, and of thine own have we given thee. So we surrender our lives to the Lord, and we choose to reverence him and honor him and obey him. So let's go before the Lord our God in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, as imperfect humans, yet washed in the blood of the Lamb, we ask for your forgiveness for the things that we have omitted that we should have done, words of kindness that we should have spoken, tasks that you have given us that we forsook or forgot. We ask forgiveness for these things, things where we just hauled off and did wrong. And as soon as we did it, we needed no conviction. We knew we were wrong. We opened our big mouths and we let somebody have it because they got on our nerves. And yes, we were just as wrong as we could be. So we're coming to you, Father, asking for forgiveness and asking you to help us. We need mercy and grace on all those little triggers we still have that set us off. Thank you, Father. You understood, Lord Jesus. You came to earth as a human being, which means you had to have triggers too. You had to have places. That's what the enemy did in the wilderness. He came trying to push your button, just like he does with us, only he was not successful with you. So, Father, we lift up to you all our triggers, all our little codes. You know, somebody says a certain thing and it sets us off. All our buttons, all somebody has to do is brush against it and there we go. We surrender those to you. And we ask for deliverance in Jesus' name. We ask for healing. We ask for cleansing. We want to grow up, Lord. We don't want to be babies forever. We want to act like the sons of the living God, not just a cliche or a catchphrase, but we want to walk in it indeed. So all of those places where we've missed it, all of those places where we flip somebody off, all of those places where somebody cut us off in traffic, and it might not have made it out of the mouth, but it sure went through the mind. We were wrong, because we're supposed to walk in love all of the time. And love does no ill toward its neighbor. All of those times somebody said something, and we might not have said anything back, but we sure thought it. So, Heavenly Father, help us with our weak places so that the enemy will not be able to take advantage of it. Help us where we're sick in our bodies because we haven't given ourselves enough rest. You teach us to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Well, Lord, some of us haven't been treating us so well lately, and we can see the difference. We lost our patience because we didn't have enough rest. So, Father, we ask for forgiveness for that. We lost our patience because, first of all, our body needs nutrition, and we skipped that part that day. Not because we were fasting. No, we just omitted it because we were in a hurry. Father, teach us to love us. Teach us to love us as you would have us to. Teach us to humble ourselves, to treat us better. And in turn, we will be able to treat others better. We thank you, Lord. We forgive everyone who ought to be forgiven, and that includes ourselves. And we ask you to forgive us and to forgive the others as well. So we thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for your love, Father. We thank you for your compassion and your forgiveness and your mercy and your grace. And now we come before you, Lord, to celebrate the victory that Jesus Christ gave to us. No, we did not earn this. He did. But we are invited to celebrate with him and to partake in this victory through obedience to you. Now, I'll give you a moment to speak to the Lord yourself. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. Father, sometimes we have betrayed ourselves. And when he had given thanks, we thank you, Father, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Partake of the bread. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Thank you for your blood, Lord Jesus. Partake of the cup. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself. Yes, let a man examine himself. And so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for life. It was in your providence that we were created and that we find our existence. You created mankind from the dust and breathed into him the breath of life. We were made alive with the breath of God. You made us in your image and likeness. You made us of one blood. Our flesh is different from the animals and plants. We are unique. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. In our travels here on earth, you've made us just a little lower than the angels and set us over the works of your hands. It is the fool who says in his heart that there is no God. It is the fool who says that no one loves them because you do. It was because of your love that you gave us your only begotten Son, Jesus. Satan is the instigator of every suicide, every evil thought and deed. As a roaring lion, he walks about seeking those whom he can devour. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over the devourable. For it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. Suicide is murdering of oneself. Thou shalt not kill. That includes self. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. The soul that goes to hell will be cast into outer darkness. To commit suicide is to leap into a literal fire with flames where there is weeping, wailing, and gnashing of teeth. Satan tries to convince people that there is no hell by making a joke of it. Fools make a mock at sin. Father, teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Jesus said, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift up to you those that are closest to hell. We ask you, Father, Release your angels, Father. Release your angels. Release your angels. Rika, dispatch your angels, O God. Risa de Diosu, Rigisha, Mababala, Kusha. Risa de da break it, de da break it, a 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 break it. I break your gripping hold, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Erigisa, Mababa, Kurisi. We bind every suicidal thought in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up to you all those who have even considered attempting suicide in Jesus' name. We bind depression. We bind oppression. We bind the lies they have believed. Your mercy, Lord. Hallelujah. Rulla la dio sundra brikete 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 dio ruhola dio sundra brikete dio sundra brikia adare dio sa e shanna mara katere brishete ra bruko to brishete e shama mama mama. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we bind the stronghold of fear in Jesus' name. We bind the fear of death in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every fear and every phobia in Jesus' holy name. We bind untrusting. We bind faithlessness. We bind anxiety and stress and faint-heartedness in the name of Jesus Christ. We lift up to you, Lord, all of those who walk in uncleanness through the lust of their own heart, and they dishonor their own bodies. Yes, we lift up to you those who are men, are called men, leaving the natural use of the woman and burning in their lust one toward another, with men working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which is meet. We even lift up to you those, Lord, that did not like to retain you in their knowledge, and so you gave them over to a reprobate mind. We lift up to you, Lord, those that when they knew you, they glorified you not as God, neither were they thankful and became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. Rica de la brocha 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 de We thank you, Father, for grace. We thank you for grace. We thank you for grace. We thank you for grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the wall of fire which surrounds us with your glory in the midst. We thank you for your warring, linking angels. We thank you for your praising angels. Father, in the name of Jesus, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, all his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We close and seal all portals, channels, and open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to a strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks. We return the attacks unto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, listeners, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar devils, all electronic, digital, and technology demons and their attacks in Jesus' name. We bind electromagnetic attacks, smart technology and particle attacks, techno-paganism, and mind control by the occult. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all Leviathan spirits in their attacks, Kundalini, even the mind control of Kundalini. That psychic ability, we bind it and chain it in the name of Jesus. We close the third eye and seal it in the name of Jesus. We bind all water and marine spirits in their attacks, sex devils in their attacks, unclean spirits in their attacks, passive devils in their attacks, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence, smart dust, drone spirits, seducing and womanizing spirits, sorcery devils and their attacks, the Havana syndrome, brain changes, injuries, and all remote viewing, all sonic and audio weapons, whoredom spirits and their attacks, all the voices of a stranger and their attacks, targeted radio frequency, all pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave attacks, debilitating sonic frequencies and their attacks. We bind the voice of the charmers in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the siren song in the name of Jesus. We bind all hypnotic and trance devils, mystic rituals, and their intent. We bind all 5G, everything coming off the tower, and all EMF attacks in Jesus' name. And we overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices on the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind Morgellons attacks and return every attack to the sender. We bind Buddhist black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian magic, Chaldean magic, Hindu, Indian, African, Celtic, European, American, and all Caribbean and Latin American black and white magic, Native American magic in Jesus' name. Magic of the indigenous people of the land. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils, all evil spirits and that take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits. We bind every demon that's responsible for the dominion of sin in our culture in Jesus' name. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, and hyperactivity. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that's been committed. We bind the lord of the flies and his agents and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect. We bind all satanic ritual abuse devils and satanic worship and witchcraft dedications. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity and supplanting, the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind all mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, defile, assassinate, corrupt, divide, confound, undermine, attack, reproach, despise, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind the fool's anger in Jesus' name. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and New Age movement, the spirits and the works of the oppressors, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirit and the children of disobedience. All antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic spirits and practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards in Jesus' name. We bind the king of pride and his kingdom in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and the temptation to sin in Jesus' name. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Baphomet and his 72, Basilic, Molech, Python, Neptune, Atlas, Zeus, Mammon, and Apollyon in Jesus' name. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, toads, triggers, tumors, and return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We break the power of every Masonic ritual in Jesus' name, every Masonic ceremony, the work of the Demole, Rukotudo, and all things Masonic. In Jesus' name, we bind all things Masonic in Jesus' name. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions. We return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft back on their own heads as well as their mind control in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for all who are in authority, for kings and all true Christians everywhere. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. We cover all of our property and our lives in the blood of Jesus. We bind the demons of the night, bad dreams, nightmares, sex dreams, anyone or anything trying to get into our dreams, and we command them to stay away. We thank you for your giant warrior angels that protect us and our property as we sleep. We thank you for the fiery wall of protection around us. We bind every headache and every migraine in Jesus' name, and we return it to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. We send it back now. Every headache, every migraine, cluster headache, we send it back now in the name of Jesus Christ. All witchcraft sent to the mind, we return it now in Jesus' name. All witchcraft sent to the mind, we return it now in the name of Jesus. All witchcraft sent to the mind, we return it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out of the mind. Out of the mind right now in Jesus' name. Come out of the mind. Every spirit of witchcraft, come out of the mind in Jesus' name. Come out of the mind in the name of Jesus. Come out of the mind. Come, everybody's going to have to cough because it's in your mind. Come out of the mind. Witchcraft works in the mind. Deep breath and cough. Cough it out now in the name of Jesus. Cough it out now in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft works in the mind. Come out of the mind. And go back where you came from in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of the mind. 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 Come out of the recesses of the mind. Come out of the subconscious right now in the name of Jesus. All witchcraft worked against the subconscious, come out now in the name of Jesus. Come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of the mind in the name of Jesus. Come out of the mind. All those wicked thoughts you've had all week long, cough them things out. They're nothing but devils. All those wicked thoughts, come out now. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Ungodly, unclean, unholy, wicked thoughts, come out in the name of Jesus. Thoughts that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. We break your grip and hold. Loose them, loose them, loose them, loose them, loose them, loose them in Jesus' name. Make yourself microscopic and come out in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Every wicked thought, every unclean thought, every unrighteous thought, every ungodly thought, you're bound. Come up and out. Come up and out. Make yourself microscopic. Come up and out of God's people. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Cough it out now. Cough it out now. Cough it out now in Jesus' name. Come up and out of them. Come out of them. Come out of them. Every tormenting thought bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Every thought of fear, you're bound. All fears, all anxiety, all stress, all worry, all fretting. Deep breath and cough. Cough it out now in the name of Jesus. Uncross your legs. Uncross your legs and your arms right now. Cough it out. Cough it out now in the name of Jesus. Pity party. Come out in the name of Jesus. Moping. Bound in the name of Jesus. Yeah, whining. Come up and out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Curses that you spoke over yourself, bound in the name of Jesus. Come up and out now in Jesus' holy name. Come out of God's people. Come out, come out, come out. All of those curses that you spoke that come down your family lines, you're bound. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of God's people. You have no right to be there. Their bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Come out. Every spirit that dwelleth in the body that is not of Jesus Christ, we bind you. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness. You must come out. We break up your hordes and we command you to come out. We bind you to your strong man. We bind all the strong man and we command you all to come up and out now in the name of Jesus. Legion, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Legion, come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. Thoughts are subliminal. Come up and out. Bound in the name of Jesus.
subliminals come up and out, bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Merchandising, you're bound in Jesus' name. Merchandising, advertising, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Seducing devils, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Lying devils, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Every form of hypocrisy, you're bound in the name of Jesus. Come up and out. Come up and out of God's people. Come up and out of God's people right now in Jesus' name. Come out of God's people. Come out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out now. Spirits of oppression, people have said things to you. You didn't say anything back, but that spirit found an entry place. Come out, bound in the name of Jesus Christ. A noose around your neck. We break it. We burn it from around your neck. That noose around your neck, we set it ablaze with the Holy Ghost. With the fire of God. Clamorous, bound in Jesus' name. Evil words spoken through your mouth, bound in the name of Jesus. Come up and out in Jesus' name. In trepidation, bound in Jesus' name. Father, we disconnect. We cut ourselves free from every spirit that followed us, that was sent to us, transferred to us, or connected to us in some way. We bind you in Jesus' name. Whew. In the name of Jesus. All warfare, sin against us, we return it now. According to the covenant in Jesus' name, we send it right back where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. All warfare of any order, rank, and type. Put it on the table. Take a deep breath and allow the Father to take your deliverance to completion. Breathe in the breath of God. Father, come. Fresh and filling in Jesus' name. Fresh and filling. Fresh and filling in Jesus' name. Fire of God to burn out everything that's not of God. We Arukosa sever from ourselves all ungodly soul ties, ley lines, silver cords, garlands, chains, fetters, nets, yokes, snares in Jesus' name, oaths, agreements, pledges, vows, pacts, leagues, Erica, and every form of agreement and tying to. Roads, ungodly roads that lead to us. We rip them up in the name of Jesus. Lake of fire in Jesus' name. Lake of fire in the name of Jesus. Lake of fire in Jesus' name. We destroy all walls of protection around Satanist shamans, nanobots, wizards, warlocks, witches, sorcerers, divinators, and the more. We break the power of every love spell, vex, hex, curse, spell, charm, fetish, all witchcraft, voodoo, magic, sorcery, mind control, death spirits, bewitchments, potions, sickness, pain, and torment, all psychic warfare, psychic powers, and psychic prayers. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. All incantations and chanting and ungodly blessings, tribal rituals and sins, root works, crystals, hoodoo, and every form of ungodliness being sent against your people, Lord. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Feeling better?
I pray so. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our God is good. When he comes to church, he does things. Amen. We don't have a dead church because Jesus isn't dead. He's alive. Amen. Isha, hold. Everything that's holding us back in our endeavors in this life. Holding you back in school and academics. In your career. In your vocation. In your business. In your marriage. In your relationship. In your relationship to Jesus Christ, Isha Mama Makuta, Runga de Gibrisha de la Bruca de Diosul and de Yosun de la Braca, Senda de Yosun de Gibrisha de la Brica de Diosuta. Thank you, Father. We look forward to the breakthrough in Jesus' name. We look forward to the breakthrough in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Praise God. Who registe de la Bruca de la Brica de Well, today the Lord has some serious words to say to his church, because he always does. And it's for our betterment. So we need to listen and pay attention. Amen. Praise God. God says to us today, get tougher. Get tougher. Jude, verse 5, I will therefore put you in remembrance. Say, I have to think now. Though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believe not. Say, he destroyed the ones that wouldn't believe him. And he has not changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God says, get tougher. Saints, athletes go through much strenuous training. Athletes go through much strenuous training. Size much. They practice the same thing, the same action, over and over and over again. Those muscles didn't just pop up out of nowhere. They develop discipline. Discipline is developed. You've got to do something to get it. It's not going to come sit on your lap and say, hi, here I am. No, you're going to have to go after it. The Marines do it. Why can't you? And Christians cannot be lazy complainers. Christians must develop discipline as well. Some of you think that spiritual warfare works like television. When you push the button, the problem is supposed to vanish. Well, saints, it's time for a reality check in truth. Once you were completely blind, but since you cried out to Jesus and he brought you to this ministry, you are now seeing the spiritual mess that you have been in for some time. Granted, it's a revelation you don't like, but it's one you need to have. Spiritual messes of this magnitude Do not vanish with the press of a button or repeating a prayer. Spiritual victories do not come easy. Spiritual victories do not come easy. They require much prayer, much fasting, and much warfare. So you say, that's all I'm doing and I'm tired. Well, hear ye, hear ye. Life has come much too easy for you. You need to get tougher. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 9. Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 9. Amen. I'll give you a moment to get there. Beck, I think I'll turn there and join you. Amen. Proverbs comes right after Psalm. Amen. I'll start with verse 9, but I'm going to land at verse 10. The thought of foolishness is sin. The thought of foolishness is sin. And the scorner is an abomination to men. Verse 10. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. There are athletes that have great names now, that when they started out, they were weak too. You didn't know their names then. You never heard of them. They were out trying to make their way just like everybody else. Out there on the gridiron, they passed out too. People brought them back, says, okay, get some rest, see you tomorrow in practice. And it's no different in the body of Christ. You can pass out if you want to, but you better get back up. You can fall out if you feel like it, but you better get back up. You see, saints, you can't mess around with the things of God. So the Lord spoke to us in the message entitled, Get a Fill-Up. We had that message. So either you did what he said or you didn't. Either you did what God said do or you did not do what he said do. And if you didn't do it satisfactorily, guess what? Your tank's about on empty again. Now, did you do it? Well, did you? Athletes keep working out. They don't stop. If they run track, they're always running. They run to the mailbox. They run to the car. They run out to the garage. They run everywhere. Everywhere you see them, they're running. Sometimes they're running from their parents for a very different reason. But runners run. They do long-distance running. You'll see them all over the community just running away. Every race that they have, every 10K, 15K, whatever K it is, they're running. Well, why is it you think you can do spiritual warfare when you feel like it and not do it when you don't feel like it and do the parts you want to do when you feel like it and not do the parts you don't think you ought to do when you don't feel like it? Well, I did it, and the spirit realm isn't listening to me, so I just quit doing it. Did Jesus tell you to do that, or was that your bright idea? You see, when athletes keep working out, they keep growing in strength. They grow in strength and they grow in power. They grow in stamina and they grow in endurance. When you quit working out, you grow weak. Well, it bothers me when I have to pray in tongues for over 10 minutes. Well, just how else did you plan to build yourself up on your most holy faith? Some saints want everything to come easy and require just a little effort. That's not the way Jesus won the battle. Why do you think you're going to win it that way? Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. I don't think you can do that in a pity party. I don't think you can do that whining, moaning, griping, and complaining. I don't think you can do that in the spirit of compromise. There must be, saints, a change of attitude. Exercising causes pain to the muscles. That's right. You will feel it when you do some exercise. You will know that you did it. You will know how long you exercise. Because your body will tell you. Muscles experience stretching and growth when they are exercised. Not only must you exercise the muscles that are on top, you have to exercise the supporting muscles, ligaments, and tendons as well. They work together. You can't do the steps of keeping your deliverance that you feel like doing, you have to do all of them. There is no exception. There is no respect of person. Training is a place of discomfort. It's never going to feel good. So if you plan to continue living your life out of your feelings, Satan is going to defeat you. You should expect it, because you determine whether or not you're going to exercise by the way you feel, not by what the word says. As I said, training is a place of discomfort. It is not a place of ease. Flabby spiritual muscles do not produce the performance that is required in warfare. Flabby spiritual muscles do not produce the performance that is required in warfare. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning with verse 24. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning with verse 24. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all? So all of you who decide you want to go sit in on the sidelines and you're just going to sit this one out, you just defied that scripture. It says, know ye not. Don't you know that they which run in a race run all, A-L-L. But one receiveth the prize. So run. Get up off your blessed assurance and run, that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate. You mean there has to be some self-control here?
Oh, yes, there must be. In all things. Didn't say a few. All things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. See, I do it too. I have to bring myself in check. So why did you think you were exempt? Praise the Lord. To win the battle, you must deny yourself many things that would keep you from doing your best. That means you have to learn to tell yourself no and make it stick. You have to tell you no. You learn that word no when you could barely walk, if you could walk then. And you learn how to say that word whenever you wanted some power. It was your power word. They say, come here, let me give you a cookie. No, because you felt power with that word. Come here. I want you to try that. No. Sit down. No. It didn't matter what they told you. You opened your big mouth and used your power word. No. And some of you, that's how you're still treating Jesus. He tells you to buckle up in an area, cut out the foolishness, and you say no. You got some nerve. You really got some nerve. And as soon as you say no, you need to say, I repent, I'm wrong. That should be the next breath. You see, he's actually God. There are eternal consequences to telling him no. Yes, you must change your lifestyle, whether you like it or whether you don't. While athletes do all of this training and working out to win a worldly trophy, we are aiming towards a heavenly reward that never disappears. We train and fight to win. Our battles are not carnal nor worldly. We fight to pull down spiritual strongholds. Yes, even those strongholds that are in our own corrupted belief system. So just like athletes, we bring discipline to our bodies. Yes, even in fasting. Yes, even in getting up early to pray. Yes, even in staying up late to read the scriptures. Yes, we do. We bring discipline to our minds by practicing Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. You have a command and a direction from the throne of God on what to put your mind on. This is what you can think. You don't have permission to just think anything you want to because you feel like it. It's never been so. We contend for the faith as it was once delivered to the saints. This is it.
We seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. We discipline our thoughts by 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. Casting down imagination and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Do you do that? Do you do it consistently? Are you binding every thought? Are you telling a lie? This is how we take authority and dominion over our thoughts. You see, many are being defeated because they refuse to practice the obedience of this scripture. You can't win spiritual battles with a mushy mind of uncontrolled thought. We discipline our lives by removing the unclean from our home. Have you completed this? Have you completed this task? We abstain from obvious sources of mind control. Playing video games, excess television, overtime on the cell phone or computer. Depending on the cell phone instead of the Holy Spirit. We discipline our perception by trying the Spirit. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Some of you turn on Christian television, and you suck up with a huge straw everything that comes out of there. Well, that's dangerous too. It's worse because it's coated with scripture, so you just suck it up as if it's God, and many times it's not. Some of you do that with Christian music. You use absolutely no discerning of spirits, even though the gift is in you. It's in you because when the Holy Spirit came in, he brought the gifts with him. We build ourselves up on our most holy faith in Jude 1:20. There's only one chapter in Jude, so let's go to verse 20 in Jude. Let's go to verse 20. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. How can you do that, you say? Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. You got a prayer language? Well, it wasn't just meant for you to suck on it like it's a piece of candy. You're supposed to use that thing. You're supposed to use the gift. You're supposed to exercise the gift. You're supposed to exercise the gift. Get it? We are to keep ourselves in the love of God. Amen? It didn't say that Jesus is coming back to earth to keep us in the love of God. Now, did it? We refrain from quitting when the going gets tough. My, how did that happen? We're going to refrain from quitting when the going gets tough? We're not going to confess, oh, I just feel like dying. Unless you want some chastisement from the Lord. Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. You know, I know somebody that used to do that. He doesn't do it anymore. kept saying that. And I finally got enough of it one day. And I just told him, cut it out. You see, there's a scripture in the Bible that says that you get whatever you say. And he really didn't want what he was saying. And if you really don't want what you're saying, it's time for you to stop saying it. Matthew chapter 13, beginning with verse 20. But he that received the seed into stony places, stones in those places. The same is he that heareth the word and with joy receives it. Yet hath he not root in himself. Ain't no root in him. You know, he comes to church, he hears what everybody else says, he claps his hand, it's great, oh, it's wonderful, but there's no root in him. So he endures but for a while. You know, you can't live off of hype. For when tribulation and persecution arises, because of the word, by and by, he is offended. You see, you can go right along clapping your hands and shouting and singing and hallelujah, right along with everybody else, till your trial really does show up. The trial has come to try you and test you. Then that's when your hallelujahs, shouting and all that goes right out the window. And all anybody hears from you then is your moaning, groaning, and complaint. Because you don't have any root in yourself. Okay? Matthew chapter 10, beginning with verse 37. Matthew chapter 10, beginning with verse 37. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, Jesus said. You keep right on putting your family members ahead of Jesus. He says you're not worthy of him if you do. And he meant that. He that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he meant that. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He said it, he meant it, and he has not erased it out of your Bible. Luke chapter 9, verse 62. Luke chapter 9, verse 62. And Jesus said unto him, no man having his hand to the plow. Hold on a second, church. The Holy Spirit's telling me to do something. Enjoy this. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Right to the place. That was good. All right. I'm going to begin. All right. I'm starting at verse 57. I'm in Luke 9, and I'm starting at verse 57. And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee wheresoever thou goest. Well, that was good. And Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer or permit me to first go and bury my father. So his father's already dead. There's really not much he can do for him anyway. And Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Did you notice all the family in this passage? All the relations, family relations that are in this passage? Jesus means it. He means that his blood is stronger than the water of birth. And he means what he says. Now, there are a lot of Christians or churchgoers, whatever you want to call them, that politely dance right around these scriptures and scriptures like them because they don't want to submit themselves to them. I would not suggest that you join that crew. Amen? Some say we allow the word of God to change us. We're not going to go twist the word and try to change it because we don't like what it says. No, we allow the word of God to change us, to transform us. Godly discipline changes a wimp into a strong contender. We surrender ownership, if you would call it that, of our own life. Jesus Christ is the Lord and master of our day. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord. But first gave their own selves to the Lord. First, F-I-R-S-T, gave their own selves to the Lord. There are people who call themselves Christians who have never done this. And if you are one of them, today is the day you need to change that. I did this as a child. Come to think of it, I walked down the middle aisle in that big church, and it was a big church, too, by myself. Nobody was holding my hand. I'd made up my mind and told God I would do whatever he said so that I didn't have to go to hell because I didn't like hell. I'd heard about it, and it wasn't someplace I wanted to go. So whatever he told me to do, whether I liked it or not, I was going to do it because I just wasn't up to going to hell. I don't know how you feel about it, but that's how I felt as a child well under 10. You know, everybody has their own perception. That was mine. When I got down to the altar, our church had an altar, you see. When I got down to the altar where the pulpit was, where the elders of the church were standing there waiting to receive me. And the deacon asked me what I came up for. And I looked at him because I'd been thinking about doing it all week, but I hadn't figured out that I need to say something when I arrived. And so I just looked at him. And finally he said to the pastor, "She's come to give her life to the Lord." And I said, "Yes." I used that other power word. He was right. That's why I was there. You see, when you don't know what to say, the Lord will step in and help you. He knows what's in your heart.
Like about 9. It didn't take long. 9, 10, somewhere in that song and dance. My mother wrote it down. I just kept on going.
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 7. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 7. With goodwill doing service as to the Lord and not to men. Whatever you do, make sure you're doing it for the Lord. You won't be so disappointed when people do not appreciate your effort and the trouble it took you to do whatever it is you do for them. They don't appreciate it. If you were doing it for the Lord, you can overlook that. If you really from your heart were doing it for the Lord and not just to take credit that I do such and such and such and such for so and so and so, then when they don't say thank you, when they don't acknowledge it, even though it might hurt your feelings, you step right over that and keep on moving. James chapter 4. James chapter 4, beginning with verse 14. James chapter 4. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. You have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't know what's going to happen 15 minutes from now. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. Pay attention, saints. This is important. For ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now you rejoice in your boasting. Well, I'm going to do this, and this needs to be done, and that needs to be done, and blah, blah, blah. You got your little list made out, you see. Well, all such rejoicing is evil. You never looked at it that way before. See, you ought to say, if the Lord will, I'll do thus and thus and that. But no, we go around, well, I'm going to do, and I'm going to do. Well, you don't know that you're going to live long enough to do any of that. You don't know the moment the Holy Spirit's going to say, up, and we're out of here. You just don't know. But, hey, who voted for you in the last God election? I didn't. Well, let's see. How do you know what is going to happen tomorrow? Some are so bent on having life go according to their plans that they are stubborn, unyielding, unsubmissive, proud, uncooperative, and willfully living in the flesh. So something came up and disrupted your plan. Your plans should be submitted unto God. Did he approve your plan? You should be walking in humility and submission to the authority, to his authority, and the authority that he has given to them who have the rule over you. Failure to do so is to refuse to walk in the reverence of the Lord. So you pout. So you're irritable and unfriendly. Well, you should repent and forsake of your wicked ways. Saints of the Most High God, endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And it is so. It is so. You see, saints, you can't walk around in a pout for as long as you feel like it because stuff didn't go your way. We did a sermon long time ago on his way, not your way. You might want to recast that and find out where you missed it. You might want to recast that and find out where you missed it. Proverbs chapter 3, beginning with verse 5. Proverbs chapter 3, beginning with verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into thine own understanding. You know, I've talked about this before. You're in the house doing your housework. This is your housework day. And God suddenly speaks to you and tells you, stop that. I want you to go down the block, and I want you to knock on this door, and I want you to witness to the person that opens the door. But you see,
you ain't got time because somebody coming home from work and you ain't cooked dinner yet and da-da-da-da-da. You know how you do that. And you don't do what God says to do. Well, what happens to the person that was supposed to receive your witness? What happens to them? What if they don't live to hear your witness because you didn't do it when God said to do it? When you stand before the throne of God, my dear, you will answer for that. It's a serious thing to deny God. It's a serious thing to not do what he tells you to do. It's a serious thing to put your housekeeping and your dinner preparation and your agenda ahead of the kingdom of God. It's a serious thing, a very serious thing. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. It's God working in you for you to do what he wants you to do. So for you to ignore it and push it aside, who are you pushing aside? For you to resent it, who are you resenting? Psalm 37, verse 23. Psalm 37, verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Ordered by who? Did you put your name there? Since the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. It didn't say they were ordered by you. And he delighteth in his way. Proverbs. I'll come to that in a minute. Hold that thought. Flip to Proverbs. I'm on my way. True holy warriors confess their problems and sin. True holy warriors confess their problems and sins. Proverbs 28, 13. Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 13. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper. Can you afford not to prosper? But whoso confesses and forsaketh them shall have mercy. See, you have to first confess them and then forsake them in order for the mercy to flow. You can't do one and say, okay, I'll get around to the other later. No, it doesn't work like that. There's no pause there. The Gospel of John, chapter 3, beginning with verse 19. The Gospel of John, chapter 3, beginning with verse 19. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, and sometimes they avoid church. Neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought or fashioned in God. Night and day, darkness and light. You see, let's go to verse 20. Everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. H-A-T-E-T-H, hateth, continually. It's not a one-time thing. Neither cometh
to the light. Continually, not a one-time thing. Why? Lest his deeds should be reproved. Don't want no correction. Don't want to hear that they're wrong. I'm not going to hell. Well, you lined up with that scripture I read not too long ago. In fact, you got about four things in the list. Let me tell you about that scripture I read not too long ago, that whole line of, and this is the second death, that scripture. If you find yourself in that list, in one of those categories, more than one of those categories, you need to get out of that category. And you need to make haste to do it. Let me see if I can go find that scripture again I read to you not too long ago. Ah, it's here within the prayer. Here it is. But the fearful, somebody needs to put a check right there. And unbelieving, somebody needs to put a check there. And the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. This is the second death. If you find yourself in those categories, and in one of them, I would urge you to get out as fast as you can. Amen? I would urge you, strongly urge you, to get out of that category. That's not a good place to hang out. It's just not a good place at all. Isaiah chapter 29, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 29, verse 15. Woe unto them. When the Bible says woe, it's bad. It's serious bad. Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark. And they say, who seeth us? And who knoweth us? You see, the eyes of the Lord are everywhere. There's nothing he doesn't know. That's part of being God. He always knows. And that's never going to change. Amen? Some are still filled with their own ways and desires. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Beginning with verse 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6, beginning with verse 6. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment or clothing, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. The Bible says, having food and clothing, let us therewith be content. It doesn't say we get to murmur and complain because something else went awry. And those that just got to be rich, you know, they want the lifestyles of the rich and famous. Well, you know, with some of that comes the sins of the rich and famous. You know, every time you go in the grocery store, they're marrying somebody else. And they haven't divorced the first one yet. Yeah, I don't need names. You know what I mean. You go through the grocery store,
at the beginning of the week, and then you forgot something and had to go back, and you walked through that same line again, and they done hopped on somebody else. Ezekiel chapter 14, beginning with verse 3. Ezekiel chapter 14, beginning with verse 3. You want to be like them. You want your boat out there, your yacht, my dear. Your yacht. Excuse me, I called it a boat. Forgive Pastor for that. Your yacht to be out there with all the other nice yachts in Biscayne or wherever else they are this week, you see. But you see, not only can you not afford the yacht, you can't afford to get it out of the water when the hurricane comes. You see, it's not just the Mercedes. It's the upkeep, dear. And what it takes to get the upkeep is liable to take you out of the kingdom of God. So you want a Lamborghini. Well, where are you going to drive it? The Autobahn? You mean to tell me you want to spend that much money on a car so you can drive it in a pothole in your city? Seriously? Rethink your values. Amen? You have to give an account for this when you stand before the throne of God. Ezekiel chapter 14, beginning with verse 3. Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their heart and put the stumbling block of their iniquity before their face. Should I be inquired of at all by them? Therefore speak unto them and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, every man of the house of Israel that setteth up his idols in his heart and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face and cometh to the prophet, I, the Lord, will answer him that cometh according to the multitude of his idols, that I may take the house of Israel in their own heart, because they are all estranged from me through their idols. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, repent and turn yourselves from your idols and turn away your faces from all your abominations. You know, you need to keep your nose out of what the Joneses have, because you don't know what the Joneses did to get it. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 23. Proverbs chapter 16, verse, correction, 2 through 3. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit. The Lord looks at your motive. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. But you have to commit your works first. Amen. Others refuse to receive correction. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 10. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 10. Correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way, and he that hateth reproof shall die. Proverbs 15, verse 10. Correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way, but he that hateth reproof shall die. Sometimes you need to change your attitude. Next page, Proverbs 16, verse 5. Proverbs 16, verse 5. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. God's no respecter person. Others are outright, they're just filled with ingratitude. Let's talk about it, shall we? Numbers chapter 14, beginning with verse 27. They're just filled with ingratitude. And God says, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation which murmur against me? I have heard the murmuring of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. See, they thought they were speaking against Moses, but God says, no, you're talking about me. Say unto them, truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in mine ears, so will I do to you. You might want to highlight this. You have one of those yellow highlighters? You need to go to town right here. As truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you, according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. Doubtless ye shall not come into the land. That means you're not going to get this promise. This thing I promise you, you're not going to get it. Concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein. Now, here comes those that obeyed God, save Caleb and Joshua. You know, Caleb and Joshua had a different report, a different perspective, and a different heart. They didn't walk in unbelief. They walked in faith. You need to underline verse 28, because God's never erased it out of the Bible. As truly as I live, saith the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. He means what he says. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, beginning with verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, beginning with verse 9. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. By the way, the destroyer still exists. Now all these things happen unto them for example, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. You've been griping, moaning, complaining, whining, got all the wrong things to say? Well, they met with the destroyer, and God's no respect of person. Amen? Mm-hmm. Yes, there are even those who prefer fellowship with the world. James chapter 4, verse 4. James chapter 4, verse 4. God calls you this. He says, you adulterers and adulteresses. You love the world? You might want to repent of adultery. Because God's married to the backslider. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? You're at war with God. You just love the world and all its glitter and all its you can tell. You see, let me explain it to you this way. You'll get it. You've seen this.
You've driven down the street during what we call the Christmas season, and you've seen the yard. And you've seen the yard that has the nativity scene on one side and the snowman and the Christmas tree on the other side. Now, what do you call that? Do you call that? You're either going to be single-minded for Christ or you're not. If you're going to be double-minded, you may as well forget about getting his promise. He said, whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. If you really can't wait to be his enemy, I would suggest you change your mind. Whosoever Are you a whosoever? Therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. I don't think you want the Holy Spirit to be your enemy. I really don't. I think you're wiser than that. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Love not the world. That was not a suggestion. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Neither the things that are in the world. That's a command. That's not a suggestion. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. If any man love the world, then the love of the Father is not in that man. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. He didn't just say don't love the world. He said don't love the things of the world too. Because if you choose them, then you can't have the love of the Father because those things aren't in the Father. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is real. He loves us, and he expects us to grow up. He expects us to toughen up. There are those who straddle the fence and swing to and fro. Psalm 78. Psalm 78 beginning with verse 8. Psalm 78 beginning with verse 8. And might not be as their father, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright. Who was supposed to set their heart aright? They were. And whose spirit was not steadfast with God. Whose spirit was not steadfast. Was not faith, was not devoted with God. And the children of Ephraim being armed and carrying bows, they had their weaponry. Guess what they did? They turned back in the day of battle. You've got the armor of God. You've got the name of Jesus. You've got the word of God. You've got all this weaponry. And technique, we teach you technique. And all of this and all of that. And then you're going to turn back in the day of battle? Is that what you're saying? I want you to know this clearly. You need to read the whole Bible. Because there is a judgment on turning back in the day of battle. And it's not pretty. It's not pretty at all. James chapter 1 beginning with verse 6. James chapter 1 beginning with verse 6. But let him ask in faith nothing wavering. For he that wavereth.
Okay, hold on a second. Holy Spirit wants to say something. Go ahead,
Peter.
James. Here we are. Okay. All right. Okay, starting at verse 2. My brethren, still in James chapter 1, starting in verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, problems, tribulations, trials, challenges, and such. You are to count it all joy. It does not say you're supposed to stick your mouth out, get mad at God, and have a permanent pout. It says, count it all joy. It does not say but. There is no but written there. It says, count it all joy when? Verse 3, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh or produces patience. But let patience have her perfect or complete work in you, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing, lacking nothing. See, patience produces some godly things that God is looking for, and you have to have them to continue to progress. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith. Didn't say doubt, it said faith. Nothing wavering. No doubting. No doubting. For he that wavereth or doubts is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Been to the beach? For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Amen. Saints, it is almost impossible to win battles with sin in the camp. It's almost impossible to win battles with sin in the camp. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 9. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 9. Who can say, I have made my heart clean? I am pure from my sin. Can you do that? Let's take a look at what happened when you go out to battle with sin in the camp. Joshua chapter 7, beginning with verse 1. Joshua chapter 7, beginning with verse 1. But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing. For Achan of the tribe of Judah took of the accursed thing, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. Notice, it does not say the anger of the Lord came against Achan only. Achan was the one that took of the accursed thing. No, that's not what it says. It says the anger of the Lord was kindled against all of the children of Israel. Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, on the east of Bethel, and spake unto them, saying, go up and view the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said unto him, let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai.
And make not all the people to labor thither, for they are but few. Okay, we don't have to bring the entire army out. Just send a few of these soldiers over here, because they ain't all that big, you know. So there went up thither of the people about 3,000 men. And guess what happened? And they fled before the men of Ai. They ran away. And the men of Ai smote of them about 36 men. 36 men had to die. For they chased them from before the gate, even unto Shebarim, and smote them in the going down, wherefore the hearts of the people melted and became as water. The people lost their courage. And Joshua rent his clothes and fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord until the eventide, he and the elders of Israel, and put dust upon their heads. And Joshua said, Alas, O Lord God, wherefore hast thou at all brought this people over Jordan to deliver us into the hand of the Israelites, to destroy us? Would to God we had been content and dwelt on the other side of Jordan. Even Joshua got discouraged. Can you see that, Pastor Bill? Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord, what shall I say when Israel turneth their backs before their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it, and shall surround us and cut off our name from the earth. And what wilt thou do unto thy great name? And the Lord said unto Joshua, Get thee up. Wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face? Israel hath sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant which I commanded them, for they have even taken of the accursed thing, and have also stolen and dissembled also, and they have put it even among their own stuff. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you any more, except you destroy the accursed from among you. Up, sanctify the people, and say, Sanctify yourselves against tomorrow. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, There is an accursed thing in the midst of thee, O Israel. Thou canst not stand before thine enemies until ye take away the accursed thing from among you. In the morning, therefore, you shall be brought according to your tribes, and it shall be that the tribe which the Lord taketh shall come according to the families thereof, and the family which the Lord shall take shall come by households, and the household which the Lord shall take shall come man by man. And it shall be that he that is taken with the accursed thing shall be burnt with fire, he and all that he hath, because he hath transgressed the covenant of the Lord, because he hath wrought folly in Israel. You see, all of Israel was defeated that day because one person did that. 36 people lost their lives because one person did that. Whew. 2 Corinthians. Miracle, get rid of your accursed things and your own sin. Miracle. Get rid of your accursed things and your own sin. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you.
Isaiah 55, beginning with verse 7. Isaiah 55, beginning with verse 7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Saints, get tougher. Tougher in Christ. Now, the fast begins on tomorrow at 12:01 a.m., your time zone. And it is continuous through Wednesday at midnight. The focus of this fast is for the justice to be done in our lives. You are allowed to partake of the following: water, tea, juice, soup, and rice or potato. Not rice and potato. And the Lord said to tell you no French fries. And he meant that. The scriptures will be posted in the chat room by Pastor Sabrina. Amen. I'll read that list again. Water, tea, juice, soup, and rice or potato, and no French fries. Praise the Lord. Stand for the benediction. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Everybody, praise the Lord. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Pastor loves you. Recast, recast, and recast again if you need to. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Let's see if this will work.